Zer Empresario Magazine presents The Silla Law by CPC Adriana Rodriguez Carrion. Since September 2023, the Silla Law initiative was carried out, which arose from the need to review the work situations of Mexicans and ensure decent working conditions for them. These workers not only have to be on their feet throughout their workday, as companies also assign them cleaning duties, taking inventories, and other daily tasks. Last February, the Mexican Senate unanimously approved the so-called Silla Law to regulate working while standing for long hours. This law establishes that workers must have chairs with backrests for rest during the workday, or take periodic breaks when their duties can only be performed standing. Different sectors force people to work standing for long hours: security personnel, employees of hotels, restaurants, and self-service stores. There are still employers who perpetuate the belief that sitting for a moment gives a bad image to their companies, even though the health risks of standing for long periods are widely documented in scientific studies. This prolonged standing, as it is known in medical terms, causes lower back pain, leg swelling, varicose veins, cardiovascular problems, fatigue, general malaise, neck and shoulder stiffness, and health damage in the case of pregnant people. The chair law seeks to ensure that those who work standing can take breaks throughout the day to avoid repercussions on their health. The Silla Law proposal was led by Senator Patricia Mercado, from the parliamentary group of the Citizen Movement. With the Silla Law, sanctions are expected for employers who fail to comply with the provisions, as well as the suspension of activities in case of recidivism. It is common to see that shoe store workers, cashiers, store clerks, security guards, among other occupations, they work standing for hours without the right to sit down for a moment to rest your feet. The International Labor Organization, ILO, has a clear position on the matter. Whenever possible, standing for long periods of time to perform work should be avoided. Prolonged periods of standing work can cause different conditions, such as back pain, leg swelling, blood circulation problems, feet pain, muscle fatigue. The ILO indicates that if a job must be performed standing, the employer has the obligation to provide a chair to sit at regular intervals. It also indicates that the floor must be clean, level, and not slippery. In addition, it is necessary for workers to wear appropriate footwear with arch support. In Mexico, the Federal Labor Law in its Article 132 Section V states that companies are obliged to maintain a sufficient number of seats or chairs available to workers in business houses, offices, hotels, restaurants, and other work centers. Analogous, however, the chair law aims to ensure these conditions for jobs that require standing for entire shifts for reasons of business image. Possible sanctions. The Silla law proposes sanctions for employers who do not comply with the provisions. The fines could range between 250 and 2,500 times the measurement and update unit, which represents 27,142 pesos, up to more than 270,000. In case of recidivism and in the opinion of the labor inspection, the temporary suspension of the activities of companies that do not comply with the law could be ordered. In addition, this proposal is aligned with NOM 035 STPS 2018. Psychosocial risk factors at work, identification, analysis, and prevention. By promoting emotional and physical health in the workplace, therefore, if it were not met, it would also have relationship with this law by failing to ensure a safe and healthy work environment. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Empresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.